this evening. We'll quickly run down the lineup for the Lady Angels. Brittany Monk is 00. McLean is number one. Emily is Michaela Emery is number 10. Ashley Bales is 11. Kendra Holstrom is number 13. We'll pass that lady right up. Shyrock is number 23. Schwartz is number 25. Wilson is number 30. And Chinaman is number 33. For our Sandpoint Eagles, we have Marissa Johansson is number 4. Julie Johnson is number 5. Larson is 15. Morris is 23. Duskin is 32. Dan Teza Pangalina is number 34. Elena, okay, we're going to have to get our program out because Elena Tekenoff is number 45 and Madison Thompson is number 55. Those are the lineup for the Angels and the Sandpoint Eagles. Looking at our sponsors for tonight, Angel Basketball, we have Alaska Sportsman's Dead Trail Lodge, Bristol Bay Borough, Bristol Bay Borough Chamber of Commerce, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bristol Bay Contractors, CNC Heating, Coastal Surveyors, Community Bible Chapel, D&D Restaurant, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, King's Flying Service.
Welcome to the GCI Conference Bridge. Moderators, please remember you must dial your moderator code for the call to begin. Please enter your conference code followed by the pound sign or remain on the line for an option.
Taking a few minutes to do some preliminary announcements and out onto the court. We have Madison, Benteza. Hope she doesn't mind me calling her Dan, but we'll stick with Benteza. Number 32, Bobby Dushkin. And we will see if we can find a few more of the ladies. 45, Elena. And this one here we can't see right here, Julia Johnson. The ball is up and tipped, controlled by still loose. Emery will pick it up for the Angels. Up court quickly to Bales. Bales gives it to Holstrom between the circles. Holstrom looking right to Bales on the wing. We've got a 2-1-2 defense. Bales with a three-pointer is off the mark. Rebounded by McLean. Holstrom with a 10-foot jumper from the left side wing. Gets the Angels on the board with the first two. And it's 7.5 minutes early in the game. Ball is over on the right wing to Elena. Up between the circles now to Bobby Dushkin. Dushkin dribbling to the wing, back up between the circles, bounce pass into the high post, spins around, and we have traveling on Madison Thompson. So it will be turnover to the Bristol Bay Angels. Starters for the Angels, we have Holstrom, Bales, Schwartz, McLean, and Emery. Bales is on the right wing. Schwartz, a nice shot from the baseline, and she's got nothing but smiles on her face. As she runs down the court, Abby Schwartz with the first 2 points. Bristol Bay playing a man-to-man defense as we got the ball up between the circles. Doing a little bit of weave out there now as we've got Madison to the right wing. Madison gives a pick to Elena. Back to Elena has it now. Tap, control. And we have a fourth and back on standpoint as they were getting very close defense by the Bristol Bay Angels. Close man-to-man defense by the Angels. High pass over to the left wing. Schwartz with a one dribble and is fouled in the act of shooting. So Abby Schwartz will go to the line. Number five has the foul assessed to her, and that is Julia Johnson. Julia Johnson for the Sandpoint Eagles has one personal foul and the only foul in the book so far. Schwartz is at the line, off the back of the glass, and it's not there. So she'll have another one. Again, starting for the Bristol Bay Angels, we have Emery, McLean, Schwartz is at the line, Bales, and Holstrom. Schwartz has the second opportunity, a little flat, hits the bottom of the rim, but and it goes straight down, and it's out of bounds off of McLean. Ball bringing down by the Sandpoint Eagles, and that is Dantesim. Ball is off to the right wing now to Elena. Elena down to the baseline. We've got a blocking foul on Emery. Just a little bit too close for Emery to handle. So she gets a blocking foul and inbounding Dantesim. Dantesim for the Sandpoint Eagles. Inbounding, it's a 4-0 game in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. And Elena could not handle the inbound pass. Again, Bristol Bay playing very tight man-to-man defense now for the Angels. Holstrom jump stop at the top of the circle over to Bales. He has a defender right in her face. I mean, they put their hands right in their face, you know, when they're holding the ball. Holstrom back to Bales, down to Emery. Emery going to the baseline, stops at the low post. Schwartz comes across, puts up a shot, not there. Schwartz was wide open. Ball is tipped, can't be controlled. Schwartz is going to tie up the Sandpoint Eagle, and that is Bobby Dushkin again tied up. On the court, we have Dushkin, Johnson, Dantesim, Elena, and Madison for the Sandpoint Eagles, and a half timeout, short timeout by the Sandpoint Eagle coach. He's looking for something to enhance his players' play right now as they are down 4-0. We are at the Elks tournament here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. The Bristol Bay Elks doing a fine job putting on this tournament every year for about the last five. And we've got quite a few teams showing up from Togiak Manicotic. This evening we'll be playing a very light late game at 9:30 to make up the one that was missed earlier today. So there is a lot of basketball being played here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. Ball is back in play now with Dantesim to the right wing. Ball is on the floor as she tries to get it across the court to her player, and it is kicked out of bounds by one of the Angels. Madison throwing it into Dantesim. She's from the right left wing into the lane. She loses it, but the Eagles still gain control of it, and we got a steal and a foul. And it will be on Bales. Bales is going to have her first personal foul assessed to her. And that is the second team foul for the Angels. The ball is out high to Johnson. Dushkin gives it up to Madison as she dribbles all the way around the perimeter at the three-point line. Ball is tipped out of bounds now as Elena is trying to get it on the left wing. Tipped out by the Angels, and we have a full court review here. Wilson is in there. Chahneman now. Bale stays in. Chirock and Monk coming in for the Bristol Bay Angels. Dantesim has it way out near the top of the circle. She keeps her dribble going. She's going around the coast, goes down to the baseline, puts up a jumper, not there. Chahneman with the rebound. She dribbles out along the far baseline, bounces it up to Bales a little bit. Bales with a shot, about 5 foot out, and she's got two. in the books. So it's 6-0 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. The Eagles are putting up a valiant effort, as basically it's a one-on-one trying to get it to the baseline. Not there. Given back up to Elena, and she misses on the shot, and we've got a foul on Elena as Shahneman was going down the right side to trying to get a layup in there, and so a block, and we've got a substitution coming in, Mariana Larson for the Sandpoint Eagles, and Madison Thompson sitting down. Ball is in play to Monk. Bales steps on the three-point line, and so it's only two for Ashley Bales. Bales is really shooting nicely in the last couple three games. Last 2 weeks down here at home, she's really put up some nice points, and she's got a really smooth shot, and so she hits that one from the right baseline. Elena trying to get past her defender on this right wing is fouled. Might have been just tipped out of bounds. Inbound by Dushkin, back to Elena, right at her feet. Elena picks up the loose ball, starts to dribble, and is fouled by Monk. No shooting foul. Double zero gets her first personal foul assessed to her. And Dushkin, no, make that Denteza, taking it out now along the far side. Still on their side of the court. Dushkin gets the inbound. Dushkin going to the top of the circle, trying to cross her dribble and pickpocket by Bales. Bales throwing it up court to whomever pleases to catch it. Bristol Bay happens to be there. Chirock at the top of the circle going against that 2-1-2 zone defense by the Eagles. Ball is on the baseline on the left side. Monk picks it up and just puts it right in. So it's 10-0 in favor of the Angels. Dushkin bringing it down for Sandpoint. Between the circles, traveling to her right, looking for a little bit of where she ought to go. Now she's dribbling to her left, giving her teammates a little coaching. Gets a pick, puts up a long three, nothing there. Wilson gets the ball, outlet pass to Chahneman down the left side. Up court pass to Bales, bounce to Monk. Monk under the left side. Puts up a shot and is fouled by number 34. Denteza gets her first personal foul assessed to her. Again, Wilson is in the game for along with Shahneman for the Angels. Monk is at the line. Chirock and Bales playing defense. Monk's first shot is good. She's got three, and it's 11-0 in favor of the Angels. Referee's giving little instructions to the girls. Monk's got the ball. Johnson hasn't seen a lot of action yet with ball handling. Ball is rebounded by Mariana Larson. She gives it up to Denteza. Denteza getting a little bit of a pick. Dribbles right into a bunch of traffic. Dushkin wide open now as it was. She snuck back behind her defender. Wide open was she and puts up a five-footer from the left side. Okay, there is Bobby Dushkin with two in the books. Monk from the right baseline puts up a shot rebounded by Shahneman. Back up to the top, round to the right wing to Monk now. Monk looking down to the baseline. Bales has it, puts up a shot a little hard. Wilson with the rebound off the glass and in. Wilson with a nice rebound, put back, and she's got her first 2 points of the game. Ball is down left side. Dushkin with a three-pointer. Flat shot rebounded by Johnson. We got a second attempt by Elena, and it's off the mark. And a foul on the play as Shahneman was bringing the ball out. And it will be against Sandpoint. 3-2 blue. That is Dushkin. Full court substitution coming in. Schwartz back in. Holstrom, Emery, and McLean. Schwartz, a little high to handle. McLean picks it up. Holstrom at the top, over to Monk on the right wing, puts up a shot, nothing there, rebounded by McLean. Her second attempt, she's going to pull it out, Start all over again. Holstrom, left side of the circle, dribbles up, down into the baseline to the free throw. Make that into the lane to the free throw. Holstrom's got the ball again over to Monk on the right side. Deshkin putting up a little bit more effort for the Eagles. Holstrom with a three-pointer off the back of the rim. Deshkin gets the rebound for the Eagles. Deshkin quickly, as fast as she can, down that left side. Pulls it up, comes over to the right side, gets a pick, puts up a shot, nothing there. Rebounded by Monk. If Deshkin only took a little bit more time to square up, McLean's got a long court pass and is fouled by Elena Kuchenov. And as I was talking about Deshkin earlier, she got a couple of really nice picks as she was going to her right, but she didn't square up to the basket for a real good shot. So coach has got a pretty nice play there for the Eagles. McLean's at the line for two shots, nothing on the first one. But Bristol Bay is going to have to not get so close in a pile-up situation, because Sam Point really packing it in close, and they get a nice pick. Dantezza with the rebound from McLean's second free throw. Dantezza going to take it down, looking for some help. Passes it off to Madison. Madison now dribbling to the left side. Madison going to the baseline, and we've got a traveling on Madison as she stops to put up a shot from that left side. She comes out limping just a little bit. So Holstrom bringing it down for the Angels now. It's 13-2 with 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. Schwartz has it, and Schwartz travels with the ball. So it will be a turnover to the Sandpoint Eagles. Okay, we're just coming close down to the end of the first quarter. Deshkin with a three from the right side of the circle. Way downtown for Deshkin, and she's got 5 points, and she's got all the points. Emery on the reverse side has nothing there. Holstrom with a second attempt, not there. Rebound goes to Emery with a third attempt. Holstrom going to pull it out, give it to Monk. Monk's got 15 seconds on the clock to do something. Schwartz, Holstrom going to put up a three from the right side. She hits it. That one went down for to Kendra Holstrom, and she's got five. Ball is up court quickly. Oh, and that last shot by Madison just didn't go. We've got to have first quarter score of 16-5. We'll be back in 1 minute. And Shahneman is at the free throw line. Shahneman has 2 points on the board. Rebounded is to Deshkin. Deshkin quickly coming down. Deshkin taking the ball up between the circles, dribbling to her right. She gets a block, and it will be an offensive block. So it will be on 34. Number 34, Dantezza, has her second personal foul, and the coach from the Sandpoint Eagles wants good, clean picks, and he hasn't really received those picks. Ball is down on the baseline to Emery with a shot. Nothing there. White ball as it is off the hands of Mariana Larson. Chahneman inbounding to Wilson right off her fingertips, but Bales is there to pick it up. Shyrock over to Emery. Emery with a shot off the back. Bales has an easy rebound for the Angels. Shyrock has the ball up near the top of the circle. And Emery on the right wing now. Bales. Bales into Shahneman. And Shahneman goes up from the right side and hits it. Shahneman, we'll give her at least four. I missed a couple with our technical difficulties that we've had. Deshkin dribbling all the way down to the baseline and gets a shot. Emery and her has done a pretty good bump, 1-0 on Emery. So that will be Emery's first personal. We've got seven on the Eagles and four team fouls on the Bristol Bay Angels. Substitutions in. Number 5, Julia Johnson sitting down, and 55, Madison Thompson sitting down for the Eagles. Deshkin will stay in along with Dantezza and Elena. Ball is quickly trying to get in, and it is off of Morris's legs. And so the Eagles come down once again and set up in a 2-3 type defense, off zone defense. Bales in the corner. Bales hits it. A two-pointer by Ashley Bales. She quickly gets a shot off on the baseline. And then Tezza bringing it down over to Elena. Elena trying to get it down to the right baseline and is tapped out of bounds by Wilson. 6:33 here in the second quarter, and Bristol Bay has a commanding lead due to the fact that it's early in the second quarter. Bristol Bay has played very tough against Sandpoint, and Sandpoint loses the inbound pass, so it goes to the Angels. Chirock bringing it down. Left to Bales. Bales to Emery on the left baseline, and Bales puts up an air ball, doesn't hit anything except for the hands of Larson, and Larson gives it to Dantezza. Dantezza coming down over to Elena. Elena with a three-point attempt, not there, rebounded by Morris, and Morris can't get the outlet pass, but Bristol Bay comes up with it, bounce pass to Emery. Emery hits it from the right low post, about 10 feet out, and so Michaela Emery, she's got to have at least four. We'll have to add these up here in a fashion. Ball for Sandpoint is off the mark by Dushkin. Emery's got it. Up court pass to Bales. Bounce pass to Wilson on the left side, high off the glass. Nothing there. Ball's tapped around. Wilson with an off-balance shot. Bales with the rebound. Emery puts up a 10-footer. Nothing there. Rebounded. Finally goes to the Eagles. Larson with the nice rebound for the Eagles. Dantezza bringing it down. Dantezza's got Elena on the right side. Elena dribbling back to the right wing to Dushkin, and she puts up a three. Dushkin, the hot hand for the Sandpoint Eagles, got eight, and all eight are hers, as they have eight, and the Bristol Bay Angels got 32, made that 23. Four girls waiting for the Angels as they're going to do some substitutions here shortly. Ball's on the right side, right wing to Emery. Puts up a shot off the back of the rim, gets her own rebound. Chirock has it out between the circles, gets a little pressure. Dushkin, the left side now to Bales, about 8 foot out, nothing there. Back in the hands of Shoneman for the Angels. Chirock to the top of the circle, right side to Emery. Back to Chirock, dribbling up once, takes the shot, 2 feet past the free throw. Shoneman with an off-balance rebound. She's got her own shot again. And there's a foul on the play by Dushkin of the Sandpoint Eagles. Dushkin, once she gets a little bit of opportunity to put up a shot, she'll do it. She knows she's got to carry this team, and she's doing a fine job in this first half with 8 points on the board for her. Donovan's at the free throw line, off the back to the right. Donovan did a nice job starting off the very beginning of the year, but at the free throw line has had a cold hand since then. McLean, Holstrom, Schwartz is back in, along with Monk. So the coach from Bristol Bay is giving everybody plenty of opportunity to play some ball. 23-8, 4:22 here in the second quarter. Shoneman's second shot. It hits the exact same spot of the rim, comes back. Dushkin with the rebound. Dushkin goes to the right wing, puts up a wild shot, and she's got 10. The wilder, the better, I think, for her. And she gets a couple of picks, gets a little bit of a breathing room, and pops one. Holstrom high to Schwartz. McLean with a rebound back to Holstrom. She's going to dribble up to the right side of the circle, and the ball is on the court. Dushkin is there and ties it up. And it's a timeout time, and it will go to Sandpoint. Sandpoint had a little bit of possession, and Chaneman trying to reach in. What happened here? Referee was pointing at the bench like he had called for a time. Dushkin to the right side. She decides she's going to go back. I think she's going to regroup. No, she's heading to the left side. Now she's coming back right. She's going to have to pick up her dribble now. and gives it off to Madison Thompson. Madison's on the left side. Madison sees she's going to get a little bit of a pick. She's got an open, but she didn't take it. Dantezza has it over to Elena. Elena at the top of the circle to Dushkin on the left wing, and she loses a little bit of handle on it after she gets the pick. Dushkin with a three off the glass, nothing there. Rebounded by Madison. Madison and Schwartz tie up, and the Eagles have control of it. 23-10. All the points on the board for the Eagles are from Bobby Dushkin. Dushkin with a shot 6 foot out on the baseline. The ball is on the floor. Shahneman bringing it down the right side. Shahneman going to jump stop with a shot off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to the Eagles. Actually touched out of bounds by Monk there. Substitutions coming in. That's number 5. Johnson coming in. And Morris coming out for the Eagles. Timeout by the Eagles. Kind of like the Sandpoint Eagles having a little bit of difficulties thinking of what to do here. So the Eagles taking a little bit of a breather. The Angels have a nice 13-point advantage. 2:50 here in the second quarter, 23-10. You're listening to live coverage of the Elks basketball tournament here in Naknek on KAKN in Naknek and KSDP in Sandpoint. A lot of fine action coming, and we'll be bringing it to Sandpoint again. The boys will be playing at 8 o'clock. They'll go up against Bristol Bay. And then at 9:30, if you were here, you can see more basketball. All the way up to probably 10:30, 11 o'clock, basketball is going to be happening here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. We resume play now with Dantezza right to Dushkin. Dushkin looking for a little bit of help. She's counting her teammates. There's 5 on there, so Monk's got a pick. Dushkin gets fouled in the act of shooting, and McLean puts a hand on her, and Dushkin is going to be taking 3 shots from the free throw line. On the floor, we have Dantezza. Dushkin's at the free throw line. Johnson is out there as well. Elena and Madison Thompson on the court for the Sandpoint Eagles. For the Bristol Bay Angels, we've got Shahneman, Monk, McLean, Schwartz, and Holstrom, and the coach is going to tell McLean not to touch anybody if they're taking a 3-point shot, because she gets 3 free throws at the line. Dushkin misses on the first 2, and so she needs to warm up a little bit more. She can hit the 3s, but she's having a little difficulties at the free throw line. She steps up, looks good and long at that hoop. Puts one right in, so she's got all 11 points on the board, Dushkin does, for the Sandpoint Eagles. Holstrom bringing it down for the Angels between the circles, goes to the right to Schwartz. Schwartz back up to Holstrom. Holstrom takes the dribble forwards. Schwartz down to Shahneman. Shahneman with a spin. She gets her own rebound, puts it up, and in. So Shahneman going to go to the line for a 3-point attempt. She's got at least 6. And let's see if she's going to be as accurate from the free throw line as she was from the court. 25-11 with 2:23 here in the second period. Shahneman shot off the back of the rim this time. Holstrom with a rebound goes. We've got traveling on Holstrom as she goes up to the left side for a layup. Dushkin's going to sit down for a little bit of a breather, and we've got Larson in for the Eagles. And so Dantezza going to be the point guard. Bristol Bay still playing a man-to-man defense. Dantezza dribbling down to the low post, puts up 2 from the right low post. Dantezza, the first 2 points of the game, and Holstrom quickly down, bounce pass at McLean's feet, and it doesn't work that way as it goes out of bounds. And we've got a 4-person substitution in for the Angels. Wilson, Holmstrom will stay out there. Bales is there. Chirac is out there. And Emery will round out the five. Madison Thompson, number 55, bringing it down, gives it to Elena. Elena trying to give it back to Madison, and it's right off of Holmstrom's hand. So a break for the Eagles there. Madison looking for some help and quickly gets it to Morris. Morrison travels with the ball as she's trying to give it back to Madison. 25-13 here in the second period of play. The Bristol Bay Angels ladies are on the court for the first time in the tournament. Bales back up to Chirac between the circles. Chirac looking right. She finally gets it to Holmstrom. Bales is down in the right corner. Puts up a shot. Nothing there. Rebounded by the Eagles. Johnson hands off to Madison. Madison going to do guard duties now. Comes across. Bristol Bay playing a loose man-to-man defense. Holmstrom fights around the pick that Madison gets over to Elena. Elena on the right side, and we've got hands everywhere. Elena throws it right into the hands of Holmstrom, up court to Chirac. Chirac with a layup from the right side. And Chirac has her first two, 27-13. Madison bringing it across the timeline, gets met by Holmstrom over to Elena. Elena bounce pass, can't be handled by the Eagles. Wilson picks up the loose ball. Wilson down the right side, pulls up her dribble, gives it to Holmstrom. Holmstrom pops the three, yes, hits it. Boy, she's, I haven't seen Kendra Holmstrom pop a shot like that in a long time. She just got a short 4 or 5 foot pass, and she set, and off it went. Holmstrom can't get the intercept. Madison goes down to the left. Gives it right to Chirac, practically. Chirac, Jenny down the right side with a layup, and good. Chirac has 4 points, at least. Ball is down the right side now. Bounce pass trying to get up to Johnson. Johnson can't handle the pass. And the sad point, whoa, a nice forearm across Jenny Chirac's two arms by Madison Thompson. And Elena, kind of saddened with herself for a poor pass, as Bristol Bay has taken a nice, comfortable 19-point lead. Chirac needs a little bit more practice from the free throw line. I mean, that ball was 10 feet higher than the basket itself, and when it came down, it hit nothing but the floor. Didn't hit the rim at all, nor the backboard. She's going to line another one up, give a little bit more oomph, and she's got it. Chirac's got 5. Ball is picked up by Danteza. Danteza with a long shot, and at the buzzer, it's no good. So 33-13, a 20-point lead for the Bristol Bay Angels. We'll be back in 2 minutes with some recap of the scoring. 2 minutes, we'll be back. Welcome back to our Sandpoint listeners. The Sandpoint Eagles are taking on the Bristol Bay Angels by a score of 33-13 here at halftime, and we would like to thank our halftime sponsors here. We've got Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, some of the finest the finest place to stay, I should say, in the Naknek King Salmon area to go fishing. I've been there myself, and they have excellent accommodations. So Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge is a fine sponsor of Angels basketball, Alu's Bed and Breakfast, Bristol Bay Borough, Bristol Bay Telephone, Brycey B's Hair and Gifts, Heart of the Shire, and Martin Munson Regional Libraries, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball, along with Eagles basketball here on KSDP Sandpoint and KAKN in Naknek. Again, our halftime score is 33-13 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels, and the Bristol Bay Angels have been just a commanding lead from the very get-go as they started the game. Took it right to the basket and quickly scored 2 and haven't looked back since. even with the second squad out there, Bristol Bay has been doing a very fine job. They will have the beginning of the play as we start the second half. It's 33-13 in favor of the Angels. Holstrom is out there along with Bales. Bales, Emery, McLean, and Schwartz. Schwartz puts up a shot from the right side. Emery with the rebound, followed by Madison. Madison Thompson of the Eagles has her first personal foul. And Emery will be at the line, shooting two. Nice high arching shot there by Emery. Emery's got three. Out there for the Sandpoint Eagles, we have Julia Johnson. Dushkin's out there. Dantes is out there. Madison is out there, along with Larson. Second shot by Emery is up and good, and she's got four.
Good-looking foul shots from Emery that time. Good to see the Angels making free throws.
It was a nice high arching shot. Good rotation. Bristol Bay playing man and man. Holstrom
nice steal.
With a steal, gives it over to Bales. Bales from the left side, up off the glass.
Good assist by Kendra. Seen Ashley trailing, give it up for the easy two.
Bales has got eight. Dushkin for the Eagles to the left side. Now getting some, and she was looking for that. She had, she set that ball up, shot up three dribbles before she even got to the pick. So
yeah.
Dushkin's got 14 points.
Came right off that screen with a little running three and just nailed it.
Schwartz with a shot off the mark. Bales has the second attempt, and Bales has got 10 now. It's 39-16. Dushkin bringing it across, gets a pick. The Angels fight through the pick, so she's going to set it back up. She's got that pick. She's going to take another shot off the mark, rebounded by Emery. Emery's got Bales up. She's got a look at it, but she's going to slow it down and give it to Holstrom, set it up. Holstrom to the right side to Bales. Bounce pass it to McLean. McLean scoots past the defense, puts one up off the glass. Nice move there by McLean for her first two of the ball game. It's 41-16.
Inside basket's coming easy for the Angels tonight. Not much inside presence on defense for the Eagles.
Dantesa dribbling out. By the center circle, dribbles around Emery, puts up a shot about 6 foot out from the left side. Emery's got the rebound. Up court to Holstrom. Holstrom to Schwartz on the left side. Holstrom's shot is blocked by Madison. Madison's got about 4 or 5 inches on Schwartz there, so
Madison showing her height and shows here she's an eighth grader, so
Madison eighth grader.
Sandpoint bringing a fairly young team. They only have one senior on their team, and it's Bobby Dushkin.
That's what it says in the books. Who put that one up? Bales? We'll give it to Bales. Bales with a shot from the right side, and we'll give her 12. Dushkin now going to her right. She's going to put up a long three. It hits the bottom of the net, but it goes out of bounds right afterward. Needed just a little bit more, and you know that. The young lady, Dushkin, there really needs to pump some iron there to put some meat on her bones. She's a very frail-looking young lady. McLean going down the right side again, rebounded by Emery. Her shot doesn't go in. Tipped around, controlled by McLean, and Dushkin has a foul assessed to her real quickly. Let's see if my books add up with the score tables, and she will have at least two. Yep. On the books, Dantes is coming in. Dushkin's going to sit down.
She's going to take a break. She's doing all she can to keep her team in it right now, and nothing seems to be working for the Eagles.
McLean gets an easy jumper from the left side. She's got four, and Dushkin has four personal fouls, so she's going to be sitting down on the bench for a little while. Ball is down and quickly passed to Marissa Johansson, who is into the ball game now for the Eagles. Emery's got the ball on the right side. Holstrom with a rebound, does a reverse layup and in right under the basket. And Holstrom coming down now with 10 points.
Yep, 31-point game here now. It's not looking too good for the Eagles.
Only a matter of time before that 40-point lead goes into effect. Ball is up and in by Danteza. Danteza doesn't get a lot of action, but she's got four now. Schwartz has the ball on the right side. Holmstrom is going to put up a long, short three. Rebounded by Schwartz. Back to Holmstrom. Holmstrom looks at the top. Nothing there, so she'll handle it. Off to the right side to Bales. Bales down pass to McLean. McLean does another spin to the her left, and she's got six now.
Another easy basket inside the post area.
Larson's going against McLean, and Larson just puts a little body onto her, and McLean spins. Larson can't handle the pass. Ball is tipped, controlled by Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay's got the ball on the left side. Bales, Holmstrom, she's going to put up
another
three.
No good.
Rebounded by Emery. Her third attempt is not going to go. Rebounds by Schwartz. She puts up a five-footer off the glass. Schwartz with 4 points. And
I have a timeout by Sandpoint here. 51-16 in favor of the Angels.
One light bulb is out on that score clock, so we got to look at the
18,
one to the left.
Between the two of them, I guess we can figure it out.
So, again, Coach Lyons of the Angels doing well, putting his whole team in. The coach for the Eagles, on the other hand, looks just to try to stop the hemorrhaging, give his girls a break halfway through the third quarter. Doesn't look to really be giving his team any ideas for scoring. So he basically has his
experience
book.
Experience for it's a young team, you know, one senior and a lot of young players. So
actually, three eighth graders right there. 23, Savannah Morris is an eighth grader. Dantez is impressive as an eighth grader. And Madison Thompson, she enhances her ball play over the next couple of years, and she'll be a force to reckon with in Sandpoint. She's a tall gal. We've got a pushing blue ball as 3-0 gets the foul assessed to her.
Kayla Wilson was pushed a little while she came around the screen. The ref seen it.
And that's what screens will do for you. Danteza gets clear. She gives it to Madison. Madison off the glass and in.
And Madison can score down there if she could get the ball. She probably wouldn't have a problem scoring against these girls.
51-20. Schwartz has it on the left side. Back up to Chirot. Again, the Eagles playing a 2-3 zone defense. Ball is at the feet of Monk, and we have a tie-up between her and Danteza. Monk looks to be a little hurt. She went hard down on the floor with her left elbow. She's holding it, and so it will be
we'll get the ball.
Blue ball. Very impressive play by some of these eighth graders from Sandpoint. Madison and Danteza look to be a force to reckon with in the next couple of years for Sandpoint. It'll be good. Danteza comes back, does a circle to the left side, gets a couple of picks, gives the ball up to Johansson. Johansson looking for some help. Larson makes that Elena. Long shot by Johnson is out of bounds to the Angels. So the Eagles trying to get a couple of picks as Bristol Bay plays that man-to-man defense, and if they have the opening, they'll take it. Monk down low to the left side to Shahneman, and Shahneman has to pick up her glasses off the floor as Madison Thompson puts an arm across her.
Yeah, Madison, she's reaching over. She would go straight up. The ref wouldn't call it, but she's kind of hacking at it. That's something she'll learn as she gets older.
Shahneman's first shot is good. She's got at least seven. Madison Thompson in the program is the tallest one for the Eagles at 5'7", an eighth grader. So she still has even a couple of years of growth in her, so
yep.
She'll be tough. Ball is off the front of the rim. and rebounded by Elena, but intercepted by Wilson. She puts up a shot from the left, and it will go back to the Eagles. The Eagles have possession of the ball at 2:10 here in the third quarter, 52-20. Santeza quickly coming down, dribbling with her left, gets a pick, back up to the top of the circle. She gets the ball back now from Morris. They're playing between the free throw line and the center line. Danteza dribbles down to the left low side, puts up a shot, not there. Rebound, ball is on the floor. Shyrock comes out with it, up court pass to Monk. Monk from the left side puts one up off the glass.
Monk good hands up play by Shyrock to see the open person there, and Monk put it in off the glass. No sweat.
54-20, the third quarter with 1:35 here left. Danteza looking at the ball, but she'll do her best on the outside to dribble around, and it will go off of her foot. If she would have stopped, Danteza would have stopped after she had a couple of those picks. It was just her and Monk in the open right side of the lane, and if she'd just taken a nice jumper, I think she would have had Monk beat on that one. Shahneman down low on the left side. Shakes off a hit to the head. Monk steps on the three line and only gets two off of it. As it goes in, Monk with 7 points.
Nice looking shot nonetheless, but was on line for a deep two.
1:01 in the third quarter, and we've got a blocking foul as Elena Kuchenov went through the defense. She'll be at the line. 2-3 gets the foul on her. That is Shyrock. Jenny has one personal. And we've got timeout. 58 seconds left here in the third quarter. The Angels have a very well commanding lead, 56-20. The Bristol Bay Angels have been rotating the players in, giving everyone on the bench plenty of playing time. I wouldn't hesitate that Abby Schwartz has her best game so far. She's got four. Other bench people that have come off, McLean's got six. Brittany Monk's having one of her better days with seven thus far. So, Michaela Wilson has two. So, everyone's gotten in the scoring book for the Bristol Bay Angels as they take on the Sandpoint Eagles.
Yeah, it's a good time for both teams now to buckle down and get ready for the next game. This one's not over yet by any means, but they will start looking forward to their working on stuff to carry over the next game.
Morris is stuck in the corner for Sandpoint, and fortunately went off of a Angel foot, and Thompson will be bringing it in. Danteza to the left. Danteza kind of skips over Shyrock's foot, stumbles, loses control of it. Shyrock picks it up. Shahneman with a shot off the left side, up and in for Shahneman, and she's got nine. Very heads-up play by Shyrock looking
yep.
up.
Another nice
court.
Assist by Jenny.
Danteza with the ball over to Larson. Larson's on the right side. Danteza got it. She dribbles into the lane with a shot. Nothing there.
Player down. That's Danteza.
Eagles player down. And Shyrock's got the easy layup. I think she was going amongst her own teammates and got hit on the side of the, right on the top of the forehead. She's holding her. You know, an elbow really hurts to the head. I mean, and that's what has had to happen.
Knee or let's hope nothing.
Really drastic.
Yeah.
Little ice being applied right now.
She got right up, so.
But she's still in a little bit of pain.
I think some of it's, might be frustration, too. It's,
13 seconds left, and we do have 40-point advantage for the Bristol Bay Angels here in the third quarter. Again, only 13 seconds. Shyrock, I don't think I gave her that two. She's got at least seven. This is a good time of the year, I think, for Bristol Bay to really fine-tune their basketball skills, looking up court, taking their eyes off the ball as they dribble, looking for that open downcourt teammate.
Yep.
And Shyrock has really been impressive since the first game I saw her this year handling the basketball. Talked with the Bristol Bay coach just briefly one day, and he says they really went back to the fundamentals as the Eagles give it right back to Dushkin. Dushkin picks it up and is called for a double dribble.
Picked it up and tried to dribble again and didn't realize it.
Dushkin's going to play full court pressure all by herself. She's got four, so she really needs to be careful. She's not really being careful. Monk puts up a three, rebounded by Thompson. Thompson with an outlet pass to Dushkin. If there was only another 5 seconds on the clock, we would have seen a good play by Dushkin. It's 60-20 with fresh 8 minutes on the clock. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP and K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Bristol Bay Angels. Welcome to our listeners in Sandpoint on KSDP. McLean's got the ball. She's going to have
it. She took a couple steps, but no, the ref's going to say she got pushed before she traveled there.
Larson pushed on her. They're trying to give it to McLean down on the low post a lot, and she's gotten a few points. Ball is trying to get into Wilson between about a half a dozen feet, and it doesn't work, so Sandpoint comes up with it. Madison Thompson going down to the left side. Man, and the Eagles had a good break there as it went off of the Angels' feet. So we resume play with Madison getting the ball. Madison between the circles, going left now. She's got one pick. She picks the ball up. Dushkin has it now on the. That's interesting, ball player. You know that Dushkin takes a shot as Madison was kind of just moving in front of her and not really an angel around.
Kendra's going to get called for a carry that time. She turned the ball over. It'll be Sandpoint ball going the other way.
We'll see if Sandpoint continues to play that kind of offense where one kind of leads the way around. I was waiting for her to stop and set up something, but she just kept going all the way down from the top of the circle all the way down to the right corner, just kind of trotting along, and it was an interesting play nonetheless. Ball is loose and picked up by Holstrom. Holstrom quickly going down, up court pass to who knows. Bales picks it up. Bales' shot doesn't go. Her second attempt is off, rebounded by McLean. McLean will take it out in territory. That's a little clearer and is fouled by Morris of the Eagles.
Yeah, all the Angels seem to be at the right place at the right time, getting all the loose balls off the glass and deflections.
Morris,
they got a 40-point lead, and the clock's not stopping now.
Morris comes in as Danteza comes in. Morris is out. Wilson with the ball on the right side. Emery's got to make that the left side. Emery going to take it all the way up to the top of the circle. Gives it over to Holstrom on the left side. Holstrom across court to Bales on the right wing. Bales back to Holstrom. Holstrom looks to line up a three. Emery thought she was going to take it. Ball is controlled now by Sandpoint. Johnson has it. Danteza back out and gives it to Elena. Elena trying to get the ball. Danteza has it in the low post on the left side. Ball was taken right out of the hands of Emery by Larson, and Larson puts up two for the Eagles. It's 60-22. Emery to Holmstrom on the left side. Holmstrom's not afraid to take the three. Ball is into McLean on the left, right, low post.
Holmstrom got fouled on that shot attempt, but the refs aren't
letting
calling
him play.
It at this time. The clock is running. And
Bales has it. Bales to Wilson. Wilson with a shot. A little short of the rim. Rebounds out. Outlet pass to Dushkin. Dushkin's going to stop. Nope. Yes, she does on this side of the inside of the three. McLean was there for the rebound for the Angels. Angels slowing it up. McLean plants her feet on the big square on the low post. Holmstrom with a three. Bales with a shot. Nothing there. Actually tipped. Grisbay will control it. Holmstrom, top of the circle, bounce pass to Bales, bounce to McLean. McLean off the glass, nothing there. Rebounds by Larson.
Good look inside to McLean. She just didn't finish it. She had a little contact there. Refs are letting them play.
Danteza into the lane, nothing there. Actually loses it, but regains it. Elena with a long shot, nothing there. Rebound by Larson. Larson going to put it up. And Danteza tries to keep it from going out. And then as she gets back onto the court, she bumps into Holmstrom.
Larson's going to pick up the personal on the blocking foul there.
Larson with a foul. Are they... substitution coming in. Clock still running at 3:15 here in the fourth. Bristol Bay has a 38-point advantage, 60-22. Schwartz with a shot off the left side, and it will go out of bounds to the Sandpoint Eagles. We are trying something new here for the Elks tournament. If you know of anyone in the lower 48 that would like to watch the basketball games while my wife is here, we will be broadcasting on the school website at bbbsd.net/live. You'll hopefully catch some live basketball on the internet if you go to that website. Schwartz has it now for the Angels on the left side. Back up to Shyrock. Shyrock bringing it down against that 2-3 zone defense. Schwartz on the left side with a shot. Nothing there. Rebound tapped out to Emery. Emery with following her shot nicely. Ball is above everyone's head. Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson gives it to Danteza. Danteza able to get it out. She's going hard up through the middle of the lane, trying to get it off to Dushkin. And Emery comes up with it. Up court to McLean. McLean with a four-foot shot from the left. She puts it on her back, rebounded by the Eagles, Danteza, and a little frustration foul there by McLean, even though she comes out with a smile.
It's good to see Sandpoint not give up and keep playing hard here in the last minutes of this game. Despite trailing, they seem to be playing hard, and it's good to see a team not give up like that in the fourth quarter.
Bristol Bay doing man-to-man defense. Danteza loses it. Emery picks it up court to Shyrock with a layup, no good. Schwartz with the rebound, skips right past her man, and puts up her sixth point of the game. With 1 minute left here in the fourth, it's 62-22.
Nice pivot by Abby on that one. Got the easy two.
That is really not necessary. Emery fouls Dushkin on the three-point line, and the clock is still running.
Yeah. She'll get three shots, and this clock will expire while she is shooting the free throws.
Yeah, basically. And everyone's still sitting up, and we've had 10 seconds click off.
Not a good foul in the fourth quarter. When
Dushkin's at the line for three. Misses the first one. And again, that time is really going to click off very fast here as Dushkin is at the free throw line for three. Second one is good. Dushkin's got 15. We'll keep it right here at the end of the game. as we've got Dushkin taking the last shot right basically before the buzzer. McLean gets the ball on a rebound, and that's the end of the game, 62-23. The Bristol Bay Angels handedly over the Sandpoint Eagles, the ladies from Sandpoint, 62-23. And we had such fast and furious action by the Bristol Bay Angels that my apologies if all these scores don't add up to 62. Brittany Monk with 7 points, McLean with six, Emery with four, Ashley Bales had the team high scoring of 12, Holstrom with 10, Shyrock with 7, Abby Schwartz did a nice job with 6, Michaela Wilson with 2, and Bailey Shoneman with 9 points. We would like to thank our Angel sponsors here for this Elks tournament: Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Bristol Bay Borough, Bristol Bay Borough Chamber of Commerce, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bristol Bay Contractors, CNC Heating, Coastal Surveyors, Community Bible Chapel, D&D Restaurant, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, King Flying Service, Naknek Trading, and Worldwide Fuel. We had four members of the Sandpoint Eagles get on the board. Madison Thompson with 2, Dantezza with 4, 15 by Dushkin, and 2 by Larson. And really, Sandpoint's got a nice-looking team coming up, I believe, with those three.
Yeah, they have three eighth graders, a couple juniors, a freshman, one senior, one junior, and two sophomores and a couple freshmen. They played hard, and they didn't give up. And, you know, that's all you can ask for, a young team coming all this way from Sandpoint. You know, it's a good experience just to be up here and be a part of this tournament. Look forward to see them, you know, year after year, and see how that team develops after this.
Well, you know, I think they're going to be developing nicely for the Sandpoint Eagle ladies. Eighth graders, you know, you've got Madison Thompson. She did very well in there. Dantezza did some fine ball handling. Morris came in there a little shaky at times, but these three eighth graders are going to be playing some good ball if they stay around in Sandpoint. Again, the final score for this Bristol Bay Angels over the Sandpoint Eagles, 62-23. We've got 15 and a half minutes on the warm-up clock for the next game. It will be again with the Sandpoint Eagles against the Bristol Bay Angels, so keep your radio tuned to KSDP in Sandpoint and KAKN here in the Naknek Bristol Bay area for Angels basketball in about 14 minutes. So again, 14 minutes, and we'll have the boys lining up as well during this Elks tournament. 14-minute break coming up.